It's Wednesday, September 14th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On September 1st, India's Supreme Court ordered the government to provide details on reported attacks against Christians in the country. Christian groups in India have been calling for an end to the violence after believers suffered over 500 attacks just last year. Open Doors spokesperson Rinzing Balag welcomed the court order. He said, quote, "Considering the government's complete denial of the rising assaults on Christians in India, the Supreme Court's order for further verification of the matter is a positive step. It will establish that these assaults are not just limited to a few individuals, but against the larger Christian community." End quote. The March for Life in the United Kingdom held its largest event ever this month. At least 7,000 people joined the march in London. Pro-lifers held banners which said, quote, 10 million too many, end quote, referencing the number of babies murdered in the womb in England and Wales since abortion was legalized in 1967. Catherine Robinson with Right to Life UK said, quote, "It's so encouraging to attend the march and see the number of people attending growing so rapidly, especially in terms of all the young people who recognize abortion for what it is." End quote. Proverbs 31 verse 8 commands, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves." End quote. Meanwhile, in Hungary, the Eastern European country approved its first anti-abortion rule since 1956. Hungary legalized abortion nearly 70 years ago under socialist rule. Since then, over 6 million babies have been murdered in the womb. In 2011, Hungary amended its constitution to say, quote, "The life of a fetus will be protected from conception," end quote. However, abortion is still legal. The new rule issued Monday requires abortionists to give mothers seeking an abortion, quote, "a clearly identifiable indication of fetal vital signs," end quote. President Joe Biden is being slammed for a White House celebration of the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act Tuesday, the same day higher-than-expected inflation in August was announced, reports Fox News. Listen to his claim on the White House lawn yesterday.
"Exactly 4 weeks ago today, I signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law, the single most important legislation passed in the Congress to combat inflation and one of the most significant laws in our nation's history, in my view."
It was so bad that Fox News host Neil Cavuto cut in with some facts which were off message for the White House.
"For years, so many of us have been trying to fix this problem. But for years, Big Pharma blocked Medicare from negotiating lower drug practices, prices.
All right, I do not want to be a party crasher, but we interrupt this celebration for a hard, cold dose of reality. Stocks tanking because inflation is accelerating. The very inflation that the president said he's made great progress addressing, heralding his Inflation Reduction Act as the boon for the economy that we didn't see in a key number out earlier today.
Later on the White House lawn Tuesday, President Biden made a weird time reference. He said he became a senator 720 years ago. Listen.
"How long we've been fighting pharma? How long we've been taking on these interests? From the time I got to the Senate 720 years ago. I'm serious. Think about it."
For the record, Biden became a senator in 1972 at the age of 29. That would be 50 years ago, not 720. Perhaps the president was making a self-deprecating joke about his age, or perhaps it's another data point in his cognitive decline. Ken Starr, the independent counsel who headed the investigation that led to the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton, died Tuesday after a lengthy illness. He was 76. Starr was initially appointed to investigate the suicide of Deputy White House Counsel Vince Foster and the Whitewater real estate investments of Clinton. The investigation was expanded to include suspected perjury about Clinton's sexual activity with Monica Lewinsky, a White House intern.
"When the information came to us that the President of the United States may have been in the process of committing perjury, obstructing justice, we went to the Attorney General of the United States, Janet Reno. She agreed. So the rest is all history."
After more than 4 years of investigation, Starr filed the Starr Report, which alleged that Clinton lied about the existence of the affair during a sworn deposition. In 2018, he released a book entitled Contempt, a memoir of the Clinton investigation. In lieu of flowers, donations in memory of Ken Starr can be made to Alliance Defending Freedom, 15100 North 90th Street, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85260. Last Wednesday, a U.S. federal district court ruled that the state of New York cannot shut down a Christian adoption agency for its beliefs. New Hope Family Services has been involved in litigation since 2018. New York's Office of Children and Family Services has tried to force the agency to offer adoption services to homosexual couples and unmarried heterosexual couples who are living in sin. Alliance Defending Freedom represented New Hope in court. ADF Senior Counsel Roger Brooks said, quote, "The court's decision is great news for children waiting to be adopted. New Hope is a private religious ministry that does not take a dime from the government. Shutting down an adoption provider for its religious beliefs benefits no one, certainly not children," end quote. And finally, hundreds of Mongolian churches gathered for a large-scale evangelistic event for the first time in the Eastern Asian nation's history last Saturday. Evangelist Franklin Graham preached at the historic two-night Festival of Hope, attended by over 17,000 people.
Tonight, I'm going to give you an opportunity to put your faith and trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us we've all sinned. And that our sins separate us from God.
Over half of Mongolia is Buddhist, and most have not heard the gospel before. Since the 1990s, an estimated 40,000 Mongolians have converted to Christianity, representing about 2% of the population. Isaiah 9, verse 7 says of Christ, "Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, September 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.